Happy Sunday, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Elon's Matchup Maximizer Podcast, a podcast presented by Keeping Carlson, where I, Elon Dubrovsky, take a look at next week's NHL schedule to try to give you the tips you need to maximize those matchups and get as many games played from as many good players as possible that are available in your free agency to try to eke out those wins in tight matchups. The whole idea here is we're looking at players who you might be able to grab that are playing not on the busy days because you won't be able to fit them into your lineup, but playing on those light days so you get that extra edge. Obviously, on the flip side, you may be wanting to look at dropping some players that are playing only on busy days. You got to set your roster and go and see who you're even going to be playing this week. It's one of those weeks where it's super stacked on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday for this week five. We're on week five. Come on, the season's already, feels like we just started. Here we go. By the way, if you're doing well, congratulations. If you're not doing well, still early enough. We're talking like 20 plus matchups in a typical Yahoo League, so you still have a lot of time to make up any ground. But yeah, for this week five, November 4th to November 10th, there's 22 teams playing on Tuesday, 24 teams playing on Thursday, 24 teams playing on Saturday, and then the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, super light. So those are the days we're going to be targeting. Unfortunately, we don't have any teams that play like in three or four off-day games. The best you're going to be able to do is two off-day games. I guess you want to set your rosters and see if maybe you happen to have an opening on the Tuesday, for example, and then you could target the teams with two off-day days plus a Tuesday. You know, so you're going to have to figure it out, obviously, for yourself, like usual. I was going to say, like, let's say, for example, you have a player on Dallas that you're not sure, Jamie Benn. I don't know, like, we're just throwing a name out there. You know, Dallas plays just Thursday, Saturday. So if you look and set your roster and you realize you're not even going to be playing Jamie Benn at all this week, he's going to be on your bench both of those days. That'll be a candidate to potentially drop. And so, yeah, you know, there's a few teams that only play twice. Of course, you can do okay, like Vegas and Washington only play twice, but they play Wednesday, Friday. So you probably are going to want to hold those guys at least till Saturday. Then maybe you drop before the weekend. Yeah, these are the kinds of decisions you're going to be having to make. But let's take a look. And I think the best schedule of the week has got to go to the Nashville Predators. They play four times. They are one of only four teams that play four times next week. They've got two off-day games, and I like that it's two off-day games to start the week. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. So you can grab your Predator, get a couple days, and then, hey, if you can fit Thursday, that's incredible. If not, maybe you drop. You get your first two games, then you move on to someone playing is there a Friday, Sunday? Yeah, there. Anaheim goes Friday, Sunday. So that would be actually a pretty sweet way to get four games from that roster spot. Start with the Nashville, switch to an Anaheim. Obviously, Anaheim's going to have to score goals for you. But, that you know, Minnesota, also Friday, Sunday, though they also play Tuesday, Saturday. But okay, let's get into it. Okay, Nashville Predators. Let's take a look at some players that you might be able to add on this team. This is a team that's obviously got a super stacked top six, or at least five of those six spots. The top line has been O'Reilly, Nyquist, and Philip Forsberg. At least that was what they were going with against Colorado. And then the second line, Stamkos, Marchessault, and it was Juuso Parsonen in there. I don't think you want to bank on who's that third wheel on the second line just because it's likely to keep switching around as it has been all season. Remember Tommy Novak and being excited about him in the draft? That's changed. Tommy Novak was playing with Evangelista and Jankowski in that game against Colorado. But looking at Yahoo percent roster, who might be available to you, there's one name that really sticks out, and that's Gustav Nyquist, who is coming off a big game, one goal and one assist versus the Avs. Before that, a cardio session. No points at all in terms of like any fantasy points. But in the game before that, he scored a goal. So, you know, like Gustav Nyquist, obviously there's a reason why he's only 20% rostered. He is not the sure thing that he was the end of last year. Being off the top power play obviously hurts him, but I think to get that Monday, Wednesday, there's your streamer of the week right there. I'll leave it to Trev, our accountability czar, to decide whether to, you know, when we're evaluating at the end, are you going to count the Thursday, Saturday production? I guess if he does, it's the kind of thing where if Nyquist does well Monday, Wednesday, you might end up deciding to play him over someone else on Thursday, but you could let your future self decide about that. In the meantime, yeah, you take a look at Gustav Nyquist. Like I said, no one else really to look at on Nashville. Unfortunately, that's probably available to you. That is interesting to me. So let's move on to the next best schedule of the week. I think that would be the New Jersey Devils. Once again, what is this? Like every second week we're talking about the New Jersey Devils. They get you the Monday. Then, okay, it's tricky at this point. Monday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. So you've got those two off-day games. You get the early one against Edmonton. Then, yeah, obviously it'll be a lot better for you if you can fit one of those Thursday, Saturday. Otherwise, you have to make that decision of whether you're holding a Paul Cotter all the way just for that Sunday game. Though it is the Sunday game against the Sharks, so it could potentially be a game where you'll score some goals. New Jersey obviously changes up their lines every once in a while. Lately in the... Okay, well, they just got shut out by Calgary yesterday. So I wouldn't be surprised if things change again. But the latest we've been seeing is Jack Hughes, Brat, and Andre Palat. And then Hischier, Mercer, and Timo Meier. I feel like at this point, we're like, we just want the person playing with Hischier. I feel like that's why someone like Dawson Mercer has been like dropped all over, because he's been cold all season, but now recently has, you know, had a couple big games because of those big games from Nico Hischier. There was a goal and an assist for Mercer against Vancouver, two assists against Anaheim, obviously nothing yesterday because they got shut out by Calgary. But I think if I'm going for someone who's likely available to you, I'm just going to have to say Dawson Mercer. Like, I want to say him, or I want to just say someone from that third line. You know, they've got Nason, Cotter, Haula. I feel like we've talked about this line so much. None of them are especially hot at the moment. I'd say Stefan Nason is your best bet, though. He did score two goals against Anaheim. He had an assist versus Vancouver. So yeah, I think Nason actually, and plus he's still on that top power play. So, you know, I retract what I said. Nason is clearly, you know what? I'm going to... Obviously, this is just like, what do I know, right? I'm looking at the same info as you. It's not as if I'm like so much better at predicting these things. I'm looking at, you know, recent production. I'm looking at the lines. I would actually go Nason over Dawson Mercer if I'm picking my number one streamer. It's tricky. Like, Nason's getting... If Nason holds that top power play, I think that may be more valuable than a Mercer playing on that line with Hischier and Meier, just because we've seen Mercer go cold so long. And I just like that spot on the power play. Of course, that could change. Like, you would think Timo Meier gets back on the top power play at some point to play with Hischier, Bratton Hughes, and Dougie Hamilton. But yeah, let's go. Stefan Nason, that's a good streamer. Then I'll go Dawson Mercer, and then just give me good old Paul Cotter, who I always feel like has been, you know, he's cold lately, but he did score a goal a couple games ago against Anaheim. I think that's the kind of thing you're looking for. Plus, you've got that those nice hit numbers to give you a bit of a floor. So that's our typical New Jersey situation. We may also be in a spot where people are starting to drop, like Luke Hughes, who's just done pretty much nothing since coming back. He had an assist in his first game. And since then, four pointless games for Luke Hughes. I'm not saying that he's someone that you should be jumping on if he's dropped. If he's not on the top power play, he's not that interesting. But at the same time, for a four-game week, maybe it's the kind of person you want to consider. You know, it didn't work out for the person who drafted him. Maybe you give it a try, see if it works out for you, see if something changes. I'm not expecting much, but if I was ever going to add him, it would be for a four-game week like this where no one, especially if you have an open D spot and you can actually fit all four games, that could be interesting. The next best schedule, let's go to the Minnesota Wild, who play four times also, and they do give you two off-day games, but it is on Friday, Sunday. So it's Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. So I think that could obviously work especially well for you if you have an opening on the Tuesday or Thursday. But if not, who are we taking a look at on Minnesota? I mean, Kirill Kaprizov, by the way, I'll just say is insane. I think a lot of us who, you know, drafted in the between the four and like six, seven spot are like kicking ourselves. We're like, why didn't I draft Kaprizov? Him and Cale Makar. I feel like I don't know why they fell as far as they did. In hindsight, those seem like the guys that should have gone. Maybe even after, like before, maybe like, yeah, before Pasternak, maybe. I mean, Kucherov's also been incredible. But yeah, it'll be fun to see how we reassess our rankings going into next season. That's a long time from now. But you're going to want to have someone who's getting exposure to Kaprizov. You would think, like, so, you know, Marco Rossi's been centering that top line with Kaprizov and Zuccarello, and Rossi is having a good year. He has 9 points in 10 games now, 3 goals and 6 assists, but he still doesn't get too many fantasy points. Like, at least in the Keeping Carlson Alta Patriot Fantasy League format, you know, he has assists in each of the last two games. An assist is worth 3 points. His total fantasy points have been 3.5 and 4. So, you know, he's not getting too many shots. He's not getting many or any hits and blocks. So, Marco Rossi, you're just banking on an assist on a Kaprizov goal. But I still think that's pretty worthwhile for you. And who knows if a multi-point game is coming. Obviously, it would be so sweet if Rossi could bump someone from that top power play. Like, what is Matt Zuccarello still doing there? Come on, move over for the new blood. So Zuccarello's doing incredible. He's on an amazing run. You're not going to be able to add Zuccarello, obviously. But Marco Rossi might be available, too. He's only rostered in 11% of leagues. Looking at the top six in Minnesota, they've been rolling, like I said, Kaprizov, Rossi, Zuccarello. And that's left Joel Eriksson Ek to center, Matt Boldy, and Marcus Johansson. This is the typical trap where you see Marcus Johansson in a good spot and you think that should be worthwhile. It's not. Don't grab Marcus Johansson. Ryan Hartman came back from his injury and he did nothing in his first game back. I have no interest in Ryan Hartman until he gets back on a line with an Eriksson Ek or a Kaprizov. So you can forget about him. So that's pretty much it. For the forwards, the only streamer that has any interest to me is going to be your Marco Rossi, who's even like limited. Though there are a couple defensemen that I would definitely take a long look at this point if they're still available in your league. First of all, Jonas Brodin is like really racking up the periffs and even had a run of points. He plays a lot of minutes. He's somewhat of an offensive generating player. So like he had a 3 assists in a row. The last couple of games, no points for Brodin, but he did have a 5-shot and 3-block game against Pittsburgh and then a 1-shot 5-block game versus Tampa. So depending on your scoring settings, I really like Jonas Brodin, especially for a 4-game week, especially if you could fit all 4 of those defenseman games. That's really good. And then also you got to take a look at Jake Middleton, who has points in 5 straight games. I guess I should have said Middleton first. I just don't believe it. Like, he's a guy who's never had like more than like what, like 20 points or so. But yeah, we're looking at now 7 points in the last 5 games for Jake Middleton. And to go along with that, a ton of blocks and shots. He's actually taking a couple shots per game, pretty much every game, and a ton of blocks. So Middleton and Brodin are pretty interesting to me. If you need a defense, and if they're still out there, Middleton's already now up to 34% rostered. Brodin only at 4%. So I don't even know. So maybe that's why I didn't say Middleton. It's because he's probably not available to you. But if he is, yeah, I would probably go with a Middleton or a Brodin. Like, if you can fit more games from one of those guys over Marco Rossi, just because it's a defense instead of a center, I think it's something to consider. Just because you got those like more reliable peripherals. While Rossi, if he doesn't get an assist on one of those Kaprizov or Zuccarello goals, then you might be looking at a big goose egg, though it hasn't happened too often this season. So okay, I think those are our top 3 schedules of the week. Still got a bunch more teams that have 2 off day games, so we'll take a look at them in just a sec. It's an exciting time of year. Black Friday, Cyber Monday coming up. Always fun to get that amazing deal that you wouldn't normally get, except for with our new friends over at Raycon, because Raycon, you get an amazing deal on premium audio every day of the year. That doesn't mean they're not having any sales for your Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Far from it. They're actually doubling down on their amazing value by offering Keeping Carlson listeners up to 30% off site-wide. And you know what? Regardless of the price, you're getting value from Raycon because they are just really great earbuds. I just got sent their latest model. My wife and I have been using it. It's really great. You put it in your ear, even without it turning it on, you can tell that it's like canceling out a lot of noise. It's going to be really good for a flight for sure. They've got plenty of new features that make them even more of a must-have for any audio lover. For example, they now feature 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once. Raycon's everyday earbuds also come with active noise cancellation. It's a feature that's a must-have on those long flights, or even just walking around downtown Toronto, to be honest. But usually you can't find that at an accessible price point until now, because that's another thing. Although Raycon's quality rivals some of the biggest names in premium audio, Raycons start at just half the price as the other guys, so they're already an incredible deal, even before you factor in the up to 30% off site-wide. Raycon's everyday earbuds are also available in a variety of vibrant colors. You don't just have to have the standard issue white or black earbuds sticking out of your ears. Now's the perfect time to scoop them up if you haven't already. And don't worry if you're not as impressed as I have been. Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. It's time to save big for Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Go to buyraycon.com/THPN today to get up to 30% off site-wide. That's right, you'll get up to 30% off everything on Raycon's website when you go to buyraycon.com/THPN. The quest for the Stanley Cup has begun. The puck's dropped on the 24-25 season. Get in on all the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. It's super easy for first-timers to get started. Try betting on something simple like picking a team to win. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. As you know, I like to take a look at those NHL awards odds. Gives you a good vibe of just like what's going on in the league, regardless of if you want to place a bet or not. I've been following the Lucas Dostal Vezina odds, which have been obviously getting less and less as he continues to have this incredible season. We're still looking at 20-1 right now over on DraftKings Sportsbook. So, you know, I feel like probably after a few more shutouts or good games, that'll continue to get lower and lower. Still a bunch of goalies ahead of him there. And if you're new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers bet $5 to get $20 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code THPN. That's code THPN for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ice.
Isn't it like the best feeling when you get a message from your friend be like, hey, you want to go to the hockey game with me today? I've got an extra ticket. It's like, oh my God, this is going to be the most fun night. We all know watching hockey live is the best. And it's unfortunate you can't just get free tickets all the time, but you can still get really good deals on tickets with our friends over at Game Time. Game Time has a feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. I'm looking now at the Ottawa Senators. I wonder if my co-host Brian is going to consider going to a Sens game anytime soon. I'm seeing you can see they've got some really good prizes here. Islanders at the Ottawa Senators for this coming Thursday, November 7th, from $7. And they got it all sorted by what's good value, what's not. Then if you want to see a weekend game on Saturday, Ottawa at the Bruins from $97. And again, you can kind of take a look by what are the cheapest, or you can look at what's an amazing deal. They'll let you know kind of compared to like what the tickets from that section normally go for. It's a really good website and app, so definitely check out Game Time. Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. Filter only incredible deals on great seats with Game Time Picks. Like I said, you see the view from your seat on your phone before you buy. All in pricing shows you your total cost up front, and you can buy your tickets in seconds with just a couple of taps. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code THPN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code THPN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. We're back. It's the Matchup Maximizer. I'm here looking at teams with good schedules for this upcoming week. It's pretty tricky. Like I said, we're not going to have any teams with three or four off day games. A bunch of teams, though, with two off day games to consider streaming from. It's just a matter of, like, you can say, let's go for a Monday player and then move on, or you can look at like I said, there's even a couple teams only played twice but go Wednesday, Friday. So where to start? Let's go to Washington to start. Okay, why Washington? I don't know. They're it's not that much better than any of the other teams out there, but Washington plays Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, so maybe you can listen to this, put a pin in, and then grab your Washington player, you know, in a couple of days if you want to risk it and hope that the player will still be around. I think your key streamer that might be available to you that you've got to take a look at this point is Alexei Protas, who's been playing on the top line, I guess you can call it, with Ovechkin and Dylan Strom. Ovechkin, by the way, scoring those goals. Obviously, you are not getting power play from Alexei Protas. Like, look, if you can get Connor McMichael, he's 33% rostered in Yahoo. That would be insane if Connor McMichael is still available to you, considering he's scored 4 goals in his last 3 games. He's scoring goals every game. He had a 10-shot game, a 5-shot game, and a 4-shot game in his last 3. McMichael is going insane playing with Dubois and Wilson, and also McMichael has cracked that top power play. So that's like obvious, okay? But I'm not going to count that. So if you're looking for a streamer, Alexei Protas not doing too badly. 3 straight multi-point games. A goal and 2 assists in the win over the Rangers, a goal and an assist in the win over Montreal, and then a goal and an assist in the win over Columbus yesterday. Of course, it's going to be a little bit harder against Carolina and Nashville to start next week, but I would definitely be interested in the guy playing shotgun with Alex Ovechkin and also getting, you know, a lot of points recently. So you've got to take a look at Alexei Protas. As far as other players who might be available, like if Pierre-Luc Dubois was dropped after his cold start, you know, now might be a good time to jump on him. Like, maybe you don't have to do that on Monday since Dubois is a little bit cold. You can maybe wait till like Tuesday or Wednesday to jump on him to get the Wednesday, Friday. But I think if it's Wednesday morning and Dubois is out there, I'll take a shot on a guy, you know, on the top power play playing with Connor McMichael and Tom Wilson. All of a sudden, that's looking like a pretty sweet spot. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if he's going to be a season-long hold, but someone to take a look at for sure. But yeah, there you go. Those are our key names over. I guess there's a defenseman who's doing really well right now in Rasmus Sandin. He had an assist in that last game versus Columbus. Maybe like Jacob Chikrinaut is an opportunity for Sandin. We'll look into that in the Mega Show tonight. But Sandin also had 4 blocks yesterday against Columbus and 6 blocks the game before that. So similar to a Middleton, where if you can get those guaranteed peripherals, but then also maybe you'll get some offense chipped in, then you want to take a look at Rasmus Sandin. Maybe we should look next to kind of the opposite here. How about the Edmonton Oilers, who go Monday, Wednesday, and then Saturday? And obviously Edmonton is an interesting situation right now because Connor McDavid is injured, which is a rare situation. We're not looking at guys playing potentially with McDavid. But who can you grab from the Oilers? And this is a nice kind of situation where you can just grab the Monday, Wednesday, and then you drop if you're not going to be able to fit this player in on the Saturday and you decide it's not going to be a hold for you. The Lions in the last game against Nashville had Arvidsson with Draisaitl and Podkolzin. Why did I start with Arvidsson and not Draisaitl? I don't know. Obviously, it's Draisaitl's the straw that stirs the drink here, but yeah. So, and then RNH with Hyman and Jeff Skinner. So I think the name that jumps out right there is Podkolzin. If you could grab a guy playing with Draisaitl, probably getting more minutes than usual just due to, you know, that line needing to be leaned on even more, I think there could be something. There was an assist in the last game for Podkolzin. He throws a lot of hits also. So if your league counts hits, I think I wouldn't be surprised if in that Monday, Wednesday, you're going to get an assist from a Vasily Podkolzin to go along with your boatload of hits. So that could be worth it for you. Edmonton is tough. Like, all the big names are kind of like rostered in most leagues. Like, Arvidsson is only rostered in 27% of leagues. I feel like that's a slam dunk. Like, I'll put him down with Nyquist as like streamer of the week if you can get him. But I feel like in all the couple divisions, Arvidsson is for sure rostered. If you're playing now, especially because he's going to get the top power play, or the last game, the Oilers didn't have Arvidsson on the top power play. It was Hyman, Draisaitl, Nugent Hopkins, and then 2 defensemen, and Ekholm and Bouchard. But I wouldn't be surprised if Arvidsson gets some top power play opportunities over this next couple of weeks while McDavid is out. And yeah, Arvidsson scored in the last game, 5 shots. I like the shots. I'm a simple guy. He's playing with Draisaitl. He's getting shots. I'm going to definitely be interested in Victor Arvidsson as the number one Oiler. But yeah, aside from, you know, Arvidsson and Podkolzin, basically it's the dry set of line mates. That top line, like I said, Nugent Hopkins, Hyman, Skinner, those guys are rostered all over. And Hyman managers are finally happy that they got their first goal of the year in the last game versus Nashville. So congrats. Hopefully that's the start of getting somewhat back to the value expected when you drafted him. Another team with 2 off day games is the Detroit Red Wings. They go Wednesday, Friday, and then Saturday. I think this may be a first for me here. I think I might just say pass. I don't see anyone that's less than like 50% rostered that I'm that interested in. Like, you would think Vladimir Tarasenko is such a big name and he's only 16% rostered, but there's a reason. Tarasenko is doing just nothing at all. Totally useless lately. So he's playing now on a line with Berggren and Kasper. Like, if you look at the lines, it's been Kane, Larkin, DeBrincat, and then Compher with Raymond and Andrew Kopp. So I think maybe, yeah, like a JT Compher who had a goal like 3 games ago. But really, there's just nothing going on here in Detroit aside from your bigger names. And even then, like, it's not too incredible. You know, like, Larkin has been okay. Lucas Raymond is on a nice little run, so he's your top guy. But yeah, I don't really see a streamer over on Detroit. Let's go to Vegas. They only play Wednesday, Friday. But, you know, like I said, that might just give you the same number of games as any of these other teams if you're full on the Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So why not? Especially if you could potentially wait till, like, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, and see if you can get someone. I think the key name in Vegas who is still out there, it's definitely time to take a shot, and that's Pavel Dorofeev, right? Because Dorofeev's been on that top power play with Eichel, Hurdle, and Stone, and Shea Theodore, and he keeps on producing. He scored a goal yesterday against Utah in the 4-3 win. He scored 2 goals the game before that versus LA. Dorofeev is only 14% rostered on Yahoo, so, you know, throw him in again, like, as my other like top streamer. I'm sure Trev is keeping track of who my top streamers were. I guess I was talking Nyquist, I was talking Arvidsson, and then yeah, I think Pavel Dorofeev right there with those two guys. Even with only the 2 games, they are 2 off day games. Great deployment playing with Hurdle at even strength. Also, if you can get William Karlsson at this point, 33% rostered. He's played 4 games since starting his season, points in all of them, including a goal versus Utah yesterday. So I don't know how long this will last. William Karlsson doesn't look like amazing deployment, playing with Tanner Pearson and Alex Holt. Colts at even strength, you know, second power play deployment. But it, whatever he's doing, it's working for him. So I would also definitely take a look at William Carlson. If you're in a shallow league, you know, if you're in a shallow league, you wait till Wednesday morning. You get, you know, maybe get an LA player for Monday, Tuesday, then swap over to William Carlson. That would probably be the move, especially obviously if you can fit the Tuesday. Otherwise, you can get any like of the four Monday teams. The Monday teams, by the way, are Edmonton playing against New Jersey and the Nashville playing against LA. Just to give you that. And LA, I haven't mentioned yet because they're Monday. And then after that, just the Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So not especially exciting, but maybe you're going to want to grab an LA guy just for the, you know, that first game. If Alex Laferriere is somehow still out there, I traded him. Regrettable. Another couple goals yesterday. I'm starting to think maybe I really blew that one. So, oops. And it was to my opponent this past week. So, as you can imagine, I've taken an L. It's going to go better next week, though. I wish Laferriere the best. Maybe I should just held on to him. It's like, oh, he's on the third line. He's doing it from whatever line. Okay, and actually, if you look at LA, you know, they still have Laferriere on the top power play. And now they've put, like, Byfield centering Laferriere and William Fogle. So who even knows? Like that already is a better situation. But anyways, this is irrelevant to you. Yeah. So what was that? Talk about Vegas, right? So yeah, Pavel Durofeyev might be available to you. William Carlson, probably not. I mean, if you're in a really serious league, then probably Durofeyev also probably not. He's on such an amazing run. But had to throw his name out there just because he's low rostered on Yahoo. So maybe some people are playing in shallower leagues here. Chicago is another one of these teams that has two off day games this week. Chicago is playing Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday. It's not amazing that you have to wait till Sunday to get that last off day game. But if you have a spot on Thursday, then okay, then it's getting a little bit interesting. Who are you going to grab on Chicago? I mean, obviously we always want to look at who's playing with Bedard. Last game was Kurashev and Donato, which is like, are we going to really be recommending these guys? Also, is it even going to last, you know, after a game where, you know, Chicago won 4-3, so I guess it could last. But with Chicago still, you never know, especially if you're banking on like a Sunday game. Bedard, by the way, pointless in his last three games. We'll definitely have to talk about him on this, you know, mega show tonight about like, I don't even know if like we need to be worried and maybe not be so super stoked about the players playing with him at the moment. Tyler Bertuzzi is on a little bit of a run. He scored goals in his last couple of games, so maybe you take a look at him. But yeah, nothing too exciting over in Chicago. And then speaking of teams that are not especially exciting, I guess Anaheim is the last team with these two off day games. They come on Friday and Sunday, so no need to rush to grab a Vancouver Canuck, especially because there's no one doing anything too exciting anyways. Like, who do I even mention here? I like Troy Terry. How is Troy Terry only 20% rostered in Yahoo? I like Troy Terry. He's good. He had points in every... So he had no points, Troy Terry, in the first game of the season. Then got points in like eight straight games. And now he was pointless in that last game against Pittsburgh. But he's like, I think... I'll count him as a streamer of the week just so I can get some free points, I would expect, from Trev. If he's out there. Sure. Yeah, that's probably your best bet. From Anaheim, yeah, I mean, you know, this is the Ducks. Frank Vetrano finally had a big game. One goal, one assist versus the Islanders a couple games ago. Maybe if he's out there, if he's been dropped. Leo Carlson is a good player. But yeah, okay. Obviously, you could hear me trailing off, so I'll end it here. Hopefully, I've given you some good options to consider for this interesting week coming up, which I said is going to be like super stacked on the Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and then we'll be like just like seeing little trickles of hockey and scores coming in on those other days. So I hope you all enjoyed this episode. Make sure to subscribe to Keeping Carlson to get that mega show that Brian and I are going to record tonight, and then you're going to get a couple great Short Shifts episodes coming next week. So hopefully, all this content is enough for you to consider giving us that subscribe, downloading every episode automatically, so you won't miss all of this great content to help you be successful in your fantasy leagues. Good luck, everyone, in week 5, and I'll talk to you next week.